Yeah, Ron Senchak, Manchester, active war, former U.S. serviceman, fought him against the Vietnam War. There's a difference now than there was in the fight against the Vietnam War. We've got a very strong backbone, this anti-war movement. This meeting tonight testifies to that. It's strong. Even our children are marching in the streets talking about the fight against imperialism. Who would have expected that months ago? I work at Oakwood School, they were out solid. I just want to raise another point on that. At the very same time, they had unlimited money for all these bombs, and they did. They just announced that there's going to be mass cuts in education. And I was told today, at my own school, my job is going to disappear. There's not enough money for you for helping kids who need the help. And that's going to happen throughout, not only Manchester, throughout the area. We have to pose it very sharp. If we can get the kids on strike against the war, I think we should be able to get our kids and our communities on strike against the education cuts and these other things that we need to fight for. We need to make the connection. We've got people talking politics. We are not going to stop. Let's just keep the movement going, keep the struggle developing, and every time they hit us, we hit back twice as hard. They're going to make a mistake attacking George, because they're going to actually get a movement built around his attacks, and we're not going to let it happen. And if the press is here, we're going to have 2 million in front of that court if you put them down there.
These are extraordinary times and these are extraordinary meetings. I think this terrible event has been like a light in a brothel. You can see what all the villains are up to. And I think we have to keep building this movement. I think we must be very careful that we don't allow any groups to lapse back into the old sectarianism. We've got to stay together. We've really got to stay together. And I think the other thing is that people are now ready to make further political developments. And all the comments that have been said, we can move forward in the ideas in the movement, in the politics of the movement. So to me, those are the two big things. We stay together and we move forward. Remember the old slogan, agitate, educate, organise. And the most important is organise.
I just want to make one point about something we need to do. I don't know whether you saw the publicity stunt that George Bush pulled the other day, where he piloted a plane onto the aircraft carrier who he then declared the war to be in effect over. Now, I think that's a dangerous thing for a recovering alcoholic to do, but I then saw a news item which made it very clear why the US Air Force allowed them to do that. And that's because for the duration of the war, they gave amphetamines as a matter of policy to all their pilots so that they could continue the bombing raids. So it's obvious when you have a choice between a recovering alcoholic and somebody on drugs, you give the plane to the recovering alcoholic to fly. Brings a whole new meaning to the phrase the war on drugs. Now, George Bush is coming to Avignon in France in a month's time. The Stop the War Coalition is nominating George Galloway as its representative at the Counter Summit and the demonstration in Avignon. I think that every single person in this hall should get on those coaches, book those flights, and get to Avignon. Because when George Bush flies in this time, the very least we can do is give him such a fright that he gets straight back on the bottle when he leaves.
Half the people have left and it's still a huge meeting. It's really been an absolutely inspirational evening. I don't know what it did for you, but it did a lot for me. Although, just when I thought things couldn't get worse, the National Union of Journalists tell me that some American multinational, well, I've not been looking, has bought the Glasgow Herald and the Glasgow Evening Times, as if I didn't have enough trouble with the multinational media. I just want to say one thing, that we must never let these people forget what it is that they have done. I said at the last Hyde Park rally, might be too Shakespearean in the presence of a great filmmaker here tonight, but this is a spot which will not out. All the perfumes of Arabia will not extinguish the stains of blood on Tony Blair and George Bush's hands, which will follow them to the grave and beyond the grave and into the history books. And by the way, I'm not sure he's ever going to meet his maker. I think he's going down there rather than up there. And we must never let people forget either that it was all based on a gigantic set of lies. Lies, forgeries, and deceptions. From the dossier that was supposed to be the product of our James Bonds, which Austin Powers would have been embarrassed turning in, through the forged United Nations documents showing that Iraq had bought 300 tons of uranium from the African state of Niger, which the United Nations declared to be a forgery within 24 hours, and is now demanding an explanation from the British and American governments. Who forged these documents, and why did those two governments submit them to the UN as a reason for going to war? To the biggest lie of them all, that Iraq represented some kind of threat to Britain and America. That Iraq was bristling with missiles, with unconventional warheads, which Mr. Blair lied to Parliament about. That within 45 minutes, he said, Iraq can fire weapons of mass destruction which can reach the British bases on Cyprus. He never stopped to explain why we've still got British bases on Cyprus, by the way. It certainly wasn't to defend the people of Cyprus who were invaded in 1974 and occupied by the Turkish military without the British bases lifting a finger. But he said that within 45 minutes, these weapons of mass destruction could be hitting British targets on Cyprus. It was a bright, shining lie. And a Prime Minister, and here I agree with others, we don't have time to canvass all what it means, but a Prime Minister who has lied and deceived to Parliament, to the armed forces, to the country, to the international community, and to the United Nations itself, is not fit to lead the Labour Party and not fit to lead Great Britain. Thank you very much.